This year is going to deal with an inyan that we find many places throughout Ch'as. It's mentioned here in the Gemara and Daf Yudzayin on the days. And the Mishnah says, and Daf Yudzayin on Aleph, Lachol Shaloi Bichla. So we have a sheep that has not yet had a firstborn. So it's, if it will have a male offspring, it will be Kodesh B'Kedushas B'Chorah. The Yodah Shnei Zchorim. And it gave birth to twins, two boys. The Yotu Shnei Roshen Ka'achas. And both heads came out at the same time. The Yosei Aglili Omer Shnei Mokoyim. The Yosei Aglili says that both of them are Kodesh B'Kedushas B'Chorah. There are two B'Chorim in this case, and both of them go to the Koyim. Shneimar HaZchorim LaHashem. Says, in the Pasuk HaZchorim Roshen Rabim, says that many, it's possible that we could have two males, HaZchorim LaHashem. The Chachamim Eimrim, the Chachamim say, even if we were to learn this Drasha HaSchalim to mean two, but still, E-Epshel with something. It's impossible that both, for us to know that both actually came out at the same time, and we consider that for sure one came out before the other, except since it seems to us they came at the same time, so it's a topic, we don't know. El Echabeg Echabekoyim. One is for him and one is for the Kohen, and the Mishnah brings afterwards different views, which one we give to him, which one we give to the Kohen, how we decide. But the Sacha Kohen, I say that over here, with the two that came out seemingly at the same time, I say that actually, really, one came out before the other. And I have to decide, one is a B'cha and one is not a B'cha. So, like we said, the Chachamim said that it's E-Epshel Tzamtzum. We can't know when exactly, which one was born first. So clearly, really, one was born first and the other second, and there's only one which is actually a Bechor. However, we don't know which one it is. And there's the Tanarium, have a disagreement in the Mishnah, which one do we actually give to the Kohen, and which one does the Yisrael keep, but both of them are actually a Sufik, and both of them have the Sufik. We have to keep the Kedushas Tchoya because we're unsure which one is actually, may I tell you which one actually came out first and which one is the B'chol. We solve the actual example. So the Gemara says, Ami Devei Rav Yane, Rav Yane Se'agluri Shaminulei Be'omer Efshel Tzamtzim B'dei Shamayim. Here we see from Rav Yosi Aglili, that he says that if both came out at the same time, and it's possible for us to measure and see that both actually came out at the exact same second, so if we say that Bidei Shamayim, something which a person didn't do on his own, rather it was something that happened by itself, Bidei Shamayim, the Kosh came Bidei Adam. Clearly, as Rashi explains, the Naftamina between Bidei Adam and Bidei Shamayim is anything which happens by itself, even if people do it. But Bidei Adam is something where I'm trying to make it exact. So therefore, if Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds that Efshel Tzamtzum Bidei Shamayim, that means that it's possible that these two B'chorim came out at the same time exactly, even though they weren't trying. Kosher Bidei Adam. If somebody's trying to make something exact, he could. Rabbonon Bidei Shamayim Efshel Tzamtzum. We see from the Mishnah clearly that Bidei Shamayim we say Efshel Tzamtzum. The other answer to Bidei Shamayim that we cannot say that they both came out at the same time because Efshel Tzamtzum. We don't say it was exactly the same. Rather, one came before the other. I just don't know which. Bidei Adonai. Well, what happens if we try? If we try to make something exact, is it possible? Is it within the human capabilities to make something exact, or? Alternatively, on the same question, do we consider the measurements of a person, of people that people make exact enough to say that to consider them exact, or do we say that for sure it's not within the human capability to make something exact, and therefore it's actual assumption. So the Gemara goes and brings several proofs to this. We'll suffice with the first proof that the Gemara brings, and maybe the last. The first proof the Gemara brings, Toshva, the Gemara brings a Raya, Chutshal Sikra Chogrei Be'emtzo L'havdo Ben Goma O'yayim U'Ben Goma Tachsonim. And the Mizbeach, the Ukrainian and Masechta Zrachim and Masechta Menachos, there are certain karbonos which the Zrikas Dam has to be on the top half of the Mizbeach, and there are certain karbonos which the Dam has to reach the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and there was a red line going around the Mizbeach, which denoted where the middle of the Mizbeach was, and anything above that was the top of the Mizbeach, and anything below that was the bottom of the Mizbeach. The Yam is Yafshul Tzamtzim. And if you're going to say that it's impossible to be exact, even when a person's trying, But if you say Vidayodom, even when a person's trying Yafshul Tzamtzim, Zimnim the Kayor, the Yom Yomata Vidachtarim Yomala, could be that really it's out of place, this line, this midway point is out of place, and therefore if something which is under the line is actually on the top half of the Mizbeach, or maybe something which is above the line is in the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and we've mixed up and given Dam, which has to be on the top of the Mizbeach, on the bottom. Answers the Gemara, the Marich Bapurta. We give some width to this line. We give width enough for the margin of error, and therefore, on the line itself will definitely be no good. But what's above the line is clearly, since there's some width to the line, so therefore, we gave it some width. What's above the line, it takes into account the inaccuracy of the measurement, and therefore what's above the line is definitely the top, and what's below the line is definitely the bottom, since we've given some width on both sides to our measurement to compensate for the inaccuracy of the measurement. Now, the Gemara goes on and brings a raya from Midas Kelim and Midas Mizbeach. The Torah says how big the Kelim have to be. Let's say the Oren, Amasayim v'chetzi, of Barkor, Amor v'chetzi, Yachbar, Amor v'chetzi, Kor Masoi, gives exact measurements for what they're supposed to be. The same thing with the Mizbeach, like we learned already quite a few times. The Mizbeach was 32 Amos by 32 Amos, and each Kelim was 1 Amor by 1 Amor, and the Sefer was 1 Amor, and the Machon Aruch was 28 Amos, and we had exact measurements. And like the Pasuk says, Rashi says that we don't have the Gersa here in this Gemara, however the Pasuk does say, HaKol B'Ksav B'Yad HaShem Alay Yiskil. Everything, we are not allowed to change anything in the Midas of the Beis HaMikdash. Everything is HaKol B'Ksav B'Yad HaShem, everything as it was written. But that's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, which was given a vision. But here we have things which we said in the Torah. The Midas of the Kelim, I said in Parshas Truma and Parshas Tetzave, you have Midas, which I said, exact Midas, and exact measurements which they must be. So now, according to the simple reading of the Gemara, the question is as follows. If we're saying that a person is unable to measure exactly, how could we ever make the Kelim? Because it must be the person, if he's trying, could make exact measurements, or else, he could never be the kind of mitzvah that the Torah said to build the kelim exactly according to these measurements. So says the Gemara, no. Shani hotzom drachmona omer ovid ubachohecha b'motzi l'mevad necholei. This is not a question of measuring something which was empirically something that we find to see what the measure is. The Torah gave the mitzvah to Bnei Yisrael that they should build the kelim. Obviously, like we say many times, they hit the Torah on the Malachi Asharis, whatever the Torah is, it takes in human frailties into account when it gives when the Torah gives the mitzvah of the Torah. So therefore, when the Torah said build the mizbeach according to these measurements, it means according to the measurements that a person can measure, but not according to measurements which are not humanly possible, because this mitzvah was given to humans. And therefore, when we're talking about Amma, we mean the approximate Amma which a person can measure to the best of capabilities. And therefore, it's no kasha from the fact it could be really Yeshua Samson. A person cannot be exact. However, if you have a question, how is it possible for us to build something to be Mekayim, the mitzvah that says, to build a kelim according to this measurements, the measurements which the Torah said are the approximate measurements which are within the margin of error of the person. Then the Gemara brings another raya from kelim, and then the Gemara brings a raya which the Rambam brings halacha. No, it says that if we it says that by if we found a cholol, a murdered person between two cities, so we have the mitzvah egla rufa. And how mitzvah egla rufa? It says that we have to measure and see which is the closest city. And it says that if it was found exactly between two cities, so the chachamim say that they the two cities bring one agola b'shutzis, and they say that whichever one is actually closer, they're the one who's bringing the egla rufa. So now the one brings his halacha and says, since we hold the Epshalot Tamsim, in other words, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Epshalot Tamsim says that they could each one bring Zagolo, because it's close, it's equidistant between both of them. However, the Chachom, like the Ram says in Hilchos Ratzeach, the Chachom holds that it's impossible to make it exact, and therefore, since the Ram will make it exact, it's obviously only one is actually chayav, it's really closer to one, except we don't know. And since we don't know, they bring them the shittas. Now, there's a question here, even though the Gemara seems to say that this is called Bidei Adam, because it's dependent on the measurement of people. However, and in a certain way, it is also considered like Bidei Shamayim, what Tosis points out. Because there's a difference between something happen, for something to be exact, purely by chance, which that's possible that we'll say that it could never be exact by chance. However, if somebody tries very hard, and they measure it, and to make sure that it's exact, then it's considered a Bidei Adam. Tosfos says that this is the reason why it's considered Bidei Adam, even though it's by chance, but it means that we have time to check it out. In other words, when it's talking about the two babies, the two sheep being born at the same time, there, we have to measure it exactly at the same time, and it's impossible, it's out of our capacity to see that it's the exact same time. However, when we behold there and we're measuring, we could measure it, take our time to measure it, and see that the measurement should be exact. So, like we mentioned, the Rambam passes in Hilchos Ratzeach that we hold that it's impossible to make something exact, and therefore we don't bring two echoes. However, like the Prima Gavin points out in Hilchos Shechita, Simchat Gimel, brings many cases that it's not clear in all cases what's the halacha. If we actually paskin according to the Chacham hold Bidei Adam Yeshua Tzamtzim, they say it's impossible to make something exact, or they say it's possible to make something exact. Now, there's a very interesting Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tes, the Mitzvah Shalei Lachsus Ben Mekum Shemen HaMishvah. There's an Isser that a person is now allowed the Shemen HaMishvah, which was made one time, it was a one-time Mitzvah, to make the Shemen according to the recipe that was given in the Pashas Itzisiso, and a person is not allowed to make it for himself if he wants to make such shemen for himself. It's just a beraisa to make shemen what in exactly the same recipe that was used for making the original shemen amishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made for to be moshech the kohen gadol and the malachim and the kelim, and the person is not allowed to make it for personal use. Is not allowed to make this shemen. Now the Gemara says that it says the pasuk the mas kuntoi, which means according to the instructions given, according to the recipe given, and the Gemara says that even if we cut it in half, he's potter. But for sure, if we made the portion, the ratio, if we change the ratio of the mixture, that's for sure going to be potter. Whether we added more of the samamonim to the shemen or more shemen to the samamonim, that means less samamonim to the shemen, it's going to be potter. So the Minchas Chinuch says that if we say that Bidei Adam Yeshul Tzamtzim, if we say that it's impossible for a person to measure exactly, how is it ever possible for somebody to either the Isser of not to make shemen, but not to make shemen HaMishcha, He can't do it exactly anyway. And since the Torah said, the Maskun Torah, then it has to be exactly as it was done. And if not, we're not over this, therefore he's possible. So the Minchas Chinuch brings a Rashi Agamor. The Gemara says the Rav Agakelim. It says that the measurements which the Torah gave were measurements only as a person can measure them. So too, when the Torah said it means a measurement as a person can measure them. And once again, since these mitzvahs are given to people, and people have a margin of error, therefore, when the Torah says Kaman Kuta, it didn't mean exactly as it said, right, this many kavim of this, and this many hin of that, but it means as close as as a person can humanly come to that, and that's considered exact. And the truth is, like the Minchas Chinuch himself points out, if we didn't say that, then how does the person make the Shemen, how do people make the Shemen in the first place? The Shemen also had to be made according to exact measurements. It hasn't made certain measurements. So he says, even though the Gemara says that Kamal Vakam and Nisim Nasim Shemen HaMishcha, there are many Nisim which happened when you're making Shemen HaMishcha, because actually the amount, the ratio of the spices to the Shemen was in such a ratio that the Shemen should have been totally absorbed into the other spices. However, the Kamanisim. But still, it's difficult to say that in such a thing like the measurement that the Torah gave a mitzvah that we're going to need a next in order to be Mekayim. In other words, as far as the Nisim that happened in Shemen HaMishcha, but if we did it as said, we were Mekayim the mitzvah. But to say that the Torah gave us a mitzvah, and it's impossible for us to be Mekayim the mitzvah unless we have a next, that's very, very difficult to say such a thing, that a mitzvah is given which depends on a nes for us to be able to do the mitzvah. So therefore, seemingly the original mitzvah of making the ketores according to the recipe is a mitzvah which is the recipe as well, it means the measurements as well as people can measure them, and not otherwise. The Steipler points out, and philosophically points out something very interesting, that once the Minchas Chinuch points this out about the Shemen itself, so he doesn't need to say as far as the Isser of the Maskuna Shemen that it means the average, close, approximate measurement, but it's actually an exact measurement. Why? Because not to make the Shemen HaMishcha is to make it according to the recipe which the Shemen HaMishcha was made. And the issue of making week of Shemen HaMishcha for one to do it for his own for purposes is to do it exactly according to the measurement that it was done, that Torah gave to do it for the mitzvah. So now once we said that the mitzvah is approximate, then actually the law of the issue is exact. Because it's exactly the approximation which we get for the mitzvah. That was once we have established that it must be that the mitzvah of making Shemen HaMishcha when it says Ohim on the Torah, or when it says mana, and that means an approximate mana, then to make it in the exact recipe means also an approximate mana. So an approximate mana is actually an exact measurement. It's exactly this approximate mana which a person can make. The problem with the Minchas Chinuch, really the Minchas Chinuch is seemingly it's clear in the Gemara that the Gemara says that when we're talking about measurements which are given to people, the measurements are exact. However, the Minchas Chinuch is actually asking a question on Tosfos in many places. Tosfos here alludes to this, Tosfos in Chulin Betzal Ches, in Tosfos Sukkah. Tosfos asks a question. He says that the Torah, we say in many places, there's a machlokes if we say, let's say by a mechitza. Whenever the Torah said, we know, if we have to make a wall to enclose a place. So the Gemara says that Onin Ruva HaParetz is considered a wall. If the section which has to be enclosed is mostly enclosed, like all the other dinim in the Torah, we go according to Rav. We go, if the majority is enclosed, it's considered enclosed. Now the question is, what happens if it's 50-50 exactly? So the machlok is the Gemara, parets ka'omid mutter, a parets ka'omid osur. If it's 50-50 like Rav, it's considered that it's closed off, or if 50 or is 50-50 considered like it's unclosed. The same thing is true that we learned in Chulin about Shechita. With Shechita we said we need Rav Simonim, that you have to shech most of the Kona and the Veshet, most by Behema, Rav of Shnei Simonim. And what happens if you did half of Shnei Simonim, 50-50? If you did 50-50, so the question is that considered like Rav or not? So the Gemara says, Aloch HaMashi Mitzinai, well, according to the Man Rama, the post coming Mutter, that 50-50 is enough, that the halacha Moshe Mitzinai that was told to Moshe was, don't leave half undone. In other words, don't leave half open. Don't leave rave open. Don't leave half unwalled. And therefore, anything which is half or more is considered enclosed. Therefore, unmid kiparit is mutter. If there's half done, it's mutter. The same thing if we had half of the karna or the veshet was nishchat exactly. So we didn't say shchet rubay, but we said don't leave half uncut for shkita, and therefore if we have exactly half, it will be good. So as Tosfos, how is it possible to say that we have exactly half, it's good? We say midyar adam yepsul tamsin. Therefore, we don't actually know whether it's half. Maybe it's even less than half. So always, we're always going to have more than half, whereas what comes out according to our measurement, that it's more than half, because if I had it exactly half, I have to be worried that maybe I was inaccurate in my measurement. And since I was inaccurate in my measurement, therefore, it's actually less than half. And if it's actually less than half, it's no good. So there never is going to be a case where exactly half is going to be mutter. And Tosfos answers that actually when I have a measurement of 50-50, I say that it's good because of Svek Sveka. That means there are three possibilities. One possibility is that I measured wrong and it's less than half. One possibility is that I measured wrong and it's more than half. One possibility is that it's exactly half. So therefore, on two of these possibilities, that it's exactly half or more than half, it's good. And only one of the possibilities that it's less than half, it's no good. So therefore, I'm allowed to assume that it's good because of Svek Sveka. Or you have two starting to say that it's kosher, and one starting to say that it's awesome. According to what I just proved from this Gemara, it's not true, because I just proved from the Gemara that the Torah didn't look at people to do measure things exactly. When the Torah said a measurement, it meant the approximate measurement, and therefore the measurement of 50-50 is 50-50 as people will measure it. So therefore, why does Tosfos say that the reason when I say 50-50 in front of me, the reason is because I have two stone mahatta, is because maybe it's actually half, and maybe it's more than half. Without that, what I see is half, since the Torah said, you only have to do half, and what I measure as half is as far as humanly possible to come to half. Therefore, because like we said, when you can tell the Malkash shows, the Torah did not give its mitzvahs to people to angels. And therefore, everything we always take the human error, the imagination of human error into consideration. And therefore, we talk about half. Doesn't mean it's actually half, but it's actually half. Like people see it. Like the famous Chazal that says that Moshe Rabbeinu told them the Mitzrayim Tachatzos Alayra, approximately at Chatzos, the Bechorim are going to die. Why do you say approximately at Chatzos? Because exactly at Chatzos, Right? People make a mistake. They won't. It's impossible for people to make a mistake, and they'll say that what the Rebbein Shem said was chatzos. It wasn't actually chatzos. That means, but chatzos, what we talk about, obviously, is chatzos for the people, see, because it's something which is given to people. So this, as far as this question on Tosfos that says that that the only reason why when the Torah said half it's good is because of the two tzedim, and he doesn't say like our Gemara says when Asmos was about the Kerem that it's the approximate measurements. So once again, the Skypus says that we can differentiate. The beautiful thing to ask it is a very difficult kashan crisis. Once our Gemara said the measurements are approximate, so 50% should also be approximate. He says there's a major difference between the mitzvah of building the kelim and the mitzvah of and the dinim of half. The mitzvah of building the kelim, it's impossible to be mekayem the mitzvah unless we follow the measurements. Like we point out that in building the kelim, there's a problem whether it would be bigger or smaller. Those Tosfos' tenets will not apply here. We can't say it has to be exact. No, but even if it's smaller than an amma, or it's bigger than an amma, both are no good. So two tzedim are no good, only if it's exact it's good. There we say that the measurement which the Torah said the amma is the approximate amma as far as people can approximate. However, when the Torah said that we have to shech the behemah. So now really, the general idea of shechita is shechting the kana and the veshel. How much is considered cost? So we say, well, it is considered cost, or half is considered cost, but the mitzvah wasn't to do it exactly half. So it could be that the Torah is telling me, look, you should know that how much is considered cost? Half. You have a problem. You don't know how to measure half? So you don't have to always give a little bit more to compensate for the fact that your measurements are inaccurate. But there was no mitzvah that was told me the daska I have to do one half. So therefore, it could have definitely been taking the human thing into consideration. But the truth, actual truth is, that let's take a suffix, the actual truth is that half is enough. Who will decide what's a half? It's true. Only God himself can know whether half is good. And therefore, a person, when he comes to do this mitzvah, will have to give a little bit more. However, when it comes to something where the measurement, where we gave a measurement, and we must measure like this measurement, therefore we have to say that the measurement was inexact. However, and the Mishnah kind of brings up another interesting point. He says that he brings from the Gemara Yishami, he talks about when a person eats matzah, don't be sure, kazayis. Doesn't say in the Torah, but Halacha Meshim Yisina, because that is. So, in general, Ovi Yisina Achila, and the Mitzvah Achila, if you have to eat matzah, it has to be Kazayas. If you're over on eating Cherub, it's a Kazayas. Or any of the other measurements which we give. So now, in general, we could live with the fact that the measurements are not exact, and say that a person who eats matzah, like we mostly don't know, is going to know and measure it exactly on a scale, or eat a little bit more to make sure that we had a Kazayas. So therefore, even though Torah, if we ate exactly a kazayas, I'm yoitza. However, we'll say that since our measurements are not exact, and you have to eat a kazayas, so someone has to eat a little bit more to make sure that he got a kazayas. However, this component, and that, like it lived, even we'll say that people cannot measure exactly, and the measurements we just say we have more exact measurements, not like the Gemara says by the cable. However, it will pose a problem, because the Yishami talks about, let's say I have only matzah I have is Ezra Achila, like Tevel or Chodesh. And the Yishami discusses whether I could say Ezra Dechel Reis to say, and eat the matzah even though it's Chodesh. So now, here's going to pose a problem, because if in actual, it's definitely I'm not allowed in such a case to eat more than a Kazayas, because only a Kazayas is Ezra Dechel Reis to say. So therefore, if it's an exact measurement, and I'll just give a little bit more in order to be yaitza machirav, then I'll come out that I ate extra chodesh, which I would know how to eat, without being mekayem the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is mekayem only with a kazayas. And the same thing will be true if I eat less. If I ate less, then I was not mekayem the mitzvah, and I just ate chodesh for no reason, because I wasn't mekayem the mitzvah. Therefore, the Menachas Chinuch wants to prove from there that it must be that the measurements we're talking about are approximate, and therefore the Kazayis of Matzah is the approximate Kazayis of Matzah, and the Isser of Tevel or Chodesh is also the approximate Kazayis, and therefore the Kazayis of Merchel Leister. So as far as this rise itself, there are those who say that that as far as the Esther Dechol Leisei says then, the din that we're allowed to be Mekayim, we're Oiver Leisei, to be Mekayim Leisei, we find many times that even something which is not actually the mitzvah, but it's impossible to be Mekayim the mitzvah without it, we also have Esther Dechol Leisei. So therefore here, if it's true that a person cannot measure exactly, and we must eat a little bit more and also to be Mekayim the mitzvah, so it could be that too will be Dechol the Isser of Chodesh, in order that I should be kind of Mitzvah's Matzah, because it's necessary for me to eat a little bit more in order to be kind of Mitzvah's Matzah, and Esther Chodesh will be Berkha there as well. However, if we actually analyze this thing, there's something interesting in the Gemara. The Gemara brings as a raya that the Shema approximate, like the Minchas Chinuch says, from building the Kerem in the Mishkan and building the building the Kerem and the Mizbeach. Now, the truth is that many, many, many of the mitzvahs in the Torah are built on some sort of measurement, some sort of shir. All the Dinei Achila, it's true, but it doesn't say the shir perished in the Torah, but all the Dinei Achila are based on shirim, and all the Kabbalists, the Menachis, that we have to bring, like the Nisachim, Marahim, or Chatihim, or Revahim, and the Lugshemen, all these things are based on measurements. So it is true that all these measurements, we could say that we'll just give a little bit more and it won't be the minimum. However, with the Kelim does have a din that it can't be more or less. So that could be the reason why the Gemara for it. However, in general, the Svara is that things which have to be measured, and we still could say that when the Torah tells me that they have to eat something, we have to know whether I was yotzer, whether I wasn't yotzer. It's the same with everything that we always have to do a little bit more out of suffix is difficult, and the Gemara could have been arrived from all the things that we have to measure to show that people could actually measure that it must be that more measures are approximate. But the truth is that if we look at all the other cases of Yeshua Tzamtzum that the Gemara brings, the question was not whether people's measurements are exact or inexact. In all the other cases, besides the case of the Kelim, the question was whether two measurements are exactly the same. Or let's take our case of the Bukhar. I think the Bukhar, the question was not if I can know exactly what time the Bukhar was born. The question was if I can say that both Bukharim were born at exactly the same moment. The same thing is true with the Eber Arufa. When we're talking about the Eber Arufa, the question is not whether my measurement of one is exact, but the question is, are the two measurements which I measured, which came up to the same, where I came up with the same sum in both measurements, whether those measurements are exact or not. And the same thing is, in other cases, the which places things throughout Shas, the Moshe of the Gemara talks about whether two Eidim, as they came and they both said their Eidus at the same time. And the Gemara says there, since it's the Yeshua Tzamtzum, it must be that it's Tzachi Eidim is considered at the same time. And once again, the question is whether, it's not a question of each one on its own, but the question of the two things can be considered to be exactly the same. And the same thing with two people dying at the same time, but also the question is, can they both be done at the same time? And therefore, most of the cases which we talk about, right, and the same thing is true with the next case that the Gemara brings. The Gemara says that if we split something occasionally exactly in half, they'll both be Tomei, except the Gemara says, I don't know if they're exactly half. And once again, the question is, when we have to cut something exactly in half, we have two parts, and to learn to know that it was cut exactly in half, their measurements will have to be of both of them. We'll have to measure both and find out the measure is exact. And the same thing is true of the cases which he talked about, like Shchet Ruba or Shchet Ruba, where we have to measure, let's say the wall. I have to measure the built part against the open part. And therefore, it's not a question of, let's say, crushing the built part, is it 10 amos or not 10 amos? The question is the 10 amos which I measured on the built part the same as the 10 amos I built on the open part? Or is the sheet when I have a veshes, is the part which I cut the same as the part which I left uncut? And clearly, there's a difference between whether I consider a measurement exact or whether I say that the margin of error which is in both of them makes it inexact. And therefore, when two things have to be exactly the same, the two things have to be exactly the same, then I say Yeshua Tzamtzum. However, when one thing has to be a certain size, then I might say that it's Yeshua Tzamtzum. And the truth is that we see in the Gemara in Eirudin that when the Torah talks about Midas, we're not talking about exact size. Because the Gemara says that the Gemara brings a raya, there are many, many rayas to this, but the Gemara brings a raya in the Gemara in Eirudin, that's one of the days, that the a wide open opening which is considered more than a door is 20 amos, and we learn from the Pesach of the Ulam. Now, like the Rishonim point out, the 20 amos which is a Pesach is the 20 small amos, of the 5 Tefach amos which are used universally, and the amos of the Beis Hamikdash were the 6 Tefach amos which were used in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, it's not a question of a size, a certain size, that this is let's say, if we'll translate into feet, this is 40 feet, and this is also 40 feet. Because actually this is 40 feet, and this is 35 feet. But the question is, it's 20 units of armor. And therefore, since we see clearly that measurements, when measurements are given as a certain number, it's not a question of making it exactly like that number. Like the Gemara says also over there, that we can compare and tefach shoychek to not tefach shoychek. Sometimes some tefachim are bigger, some are much smaller. So therefore, things don't have to match up exactly. There just have to be 10 things which are called a tefach. However, when we're talking about making two things 50-50, then we're talking about exact measurement, but then you measure up against the other. Therefore, seemingly, all the kashas of the Minchas Chinuch, like how can we do a shear, or how can we go about kuntai, all those things are talking about measuring one thing against a measurement, not one thing against another. And conceivably, that would not have to do with the sugi of Eshel Tzamtzum. Eshel Tzamtzum, the question is, can two things be exactly the same? However, this theory seems to be refuted from the Gemara's kasha from Kerim. Midas Kerim, Midas Mizbeach. That there, seemingly, it's not one thing against the other, except, rather, it is one thing against the measurement. And if it's one thing against the measurement, then then we said that, according to our theory, that there is nothing that has to do with the Yeshua Tzamtzum. However, our single chiddush, that possibly, that's why the Gemara Dafka talks about the Midas Mizbeach and the Midas Kerim, was we learned before in Vachem, the Mizbeach has to be square. That means that the length and the width have to be the same. And therefore, by the Mizbeach, it's not like, let's say, the hin, right, which is a volume measure, which means a certain amount of shedman. That's one against the measurement, and that does not relate to the shy of Yeshua Tzamtzum. Just like the question of what a kazayis is, or what a mule is, does not relate to the question of Yeshua Tzamtzum. Yeshua Tzamtzum is only where I have to measure one thing against the other. However, the Mizbeach, and so is true of the Kerim, which have a certain ratio, therefore I have to measure one against the other. On the Mizbeach, I have to measure the length against the width. That's the problem. So the truth is, as far as that there's a 32 amos that the Mizbeach needed, that the Gemara understood already that that goes according, takes into account the human error. But the fact that the Mizbeach has to be Meruba, 32 by 32, that is taking two measurements and making them exact one against the other. And that comes to the question of Yeshua Tzamtzum. So that brings more raya that even when we're measuring one measurement against the other, it's Yeshua Tzamtzum. And that relates to the other cases, like the Eglah Rufa. But the question was not whether my measurement was exact, because it doesn't say the chor has to be a certain amount of amos or a certain amount of mil away from the ear. But the question is, which is closer? And there we're measuring one against the other. And there we say, that it's impossible to say the two measurements are the same. And the same thing is true, it's not a Tosfos case of Mechza and Mechza. When we call it a Mechza and Mechza, it's a question of being 50-50. So it's not a question, did I measure properly if I need a Tefach, or if I need a Kezayis, or if I need a Kebetzah. But the question is the part which of the Vesha, which I shechted, equal to the part which I didn't check? Or is the part of the wall which I built equal to what I didn't build? And that's the Lashon of Tzamtzem, to be Mitzamtzem, to put one against the other and say it's equal. So therefore, that's true. It's true. What the Minchas Chinuch says, that all the Midas like Kezayis are approximate, that wasn't a question of Sugya whatsoever. Yeah, we knew that obviously in the same thing with Matzunas Akteris, that the Shem and Amishcha, well, obviously when the term says him, it means they're approximate him as far as a person can measure. And when it says a kav, it means they're approximate kav. But our sugya discusses what happens if I can, when I need to compare one measure to another, if the comparison is exact, or I say that obviously one is not exactly the same as the other.